from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. The self-proclaimed team of one at Timmins Council got no better reception last night than he did 2 weeks ago to his ideas for more transparency in the budgeting process. Councillor Joe Campbell used a presentation to put those ideas forth.
It's not about exercising any control that Council doesn't already have as part of the Municipal Act. It's about what we are doing to represent our taxpayers.
The only councillor to respond is Andrew Marks, taking offense at what he saw as Campbell questioning his integrity, commitment, experience, and dedication. As Campbell tried to respond to that, an angry Mayor George Peary shut him down and threatened to have him removed from the meeting. The city's public works manager says Algonquin Boulevard between Terrio and the river should open a week from this Friday. Ken Kersell told council last night that the next phases of Connecting Link reconstruction over the next 3 years will rebuild Algonquin from Terrio to Mountjoy Street, then to Cedar Street and Cedar to Burnett Road. The overpass at Algonquin and Spruce will be removed and the road brought up to grade. Kersell says snowmobiles will then go along Hollinger Park to its east side, where a pedestrian crosswalk will be installed between the Esso and Shell stations.
It would also be able to be utilized by the snowmobile trails, so that they can then access the snowmobile trail by Gillies Lake through that hydro corridor in between the two properties.
Reconstruction of the connecting link will continue in phases between Porcupine and Kamiskosha Road over the next 12 years. The theft of a snowmobile trailer and the two machines inside it has Timmins police looking for help. They were called to a home in the south end of Timmins on Monday about video that shows the theft taking place at exactly 7:04 Saturday night. A dark pickup truck, possibly a Ram, hooked up to the enclosed trailer and drove away. The double-axle black 2021 American Works trailer is worth more than $8,000. The sleds are a red 1999 Yamaha Ventura 600 and the same make and model except from 2001, and it's gold-colored. If you can help, call police or Crime Stoppers. Finally, this afternoon, Pope Francis has agreed to visit Canada to help reconciliation efforts with Indigenous peoples. He's been invited by the Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops following the discovery of hundreds of unmarked graves at former residential school sites. The church operated three-quarters of those schools. So far, no date has been set for the visit, but Francis will be meeting with Canadian Indigenous representatives at the Vatican in December. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.